Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. I'm so thrilled today to share about my January micro delights. This past month has been utterly delightful, and I do have a few things on my mind. I will jump right in. The first thing I want to share about is a product. And as I wrote about in a Substack essay last month, when pressed to create a holiday list, I could only think of two things: pretty note cards and a fried chicken sandwich. When further pressed to add a few more items by my family, I did a little digging around and then asked for a Flucer. I learned about this product via an Oprah list, think what you will. I was a little skeptical, to be honest, at first, but on the other hand, I really use a lot of lemons and could use a different juicing system. And that is because while I do love my old school wooden citrus reamer, it's the least gadgety thing ever, but it also then requires straining out seeds. It also tends to spray a lot when I use it. So the Flucer, I decided it would be a nice treat to have, especially given that I use fresh lemons often in my winter wellness brew, which I will link up in the notes. I used it for the first time over the winter break, and honestly, my mind was blown. It was easy to use, effective, no sprays, and no seeds. I will link it up in the notes. The second delight I want to share is a recipe. It is for Union Square Cafe's chocolate biscotti, and I used to make biscotti pre-kids. I love biscotti, and John loves biscotti. And then I think I fell off with making it because some of my favorite biscotti recipes had nuts, and we have a nut allergy in our house. And as I was in the run-up to Christmas, I decided I wanted to give each of my family members food coupons, like IOUs for recipes that I thought they would love. And I came across a recipe via the New York Times cooking platform for these Union Square biscotti, which are apparently a thing. Given that Laurel is a New York City dweller part of the year, and since we have rediscovered biscotti with her at various Italian cafes, I gave this New York Times recipe a try, and oh my goodness, it is so very delicious and no nuts. So I will link that up in the notes. We'll be right back. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out Storyworth. Storyworth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, Storyworth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, Storyworth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. My third micro delight actually is also from the New York Times, and it is their games. I have a game subscription that I received for my birthday last year, and I love it so much. And after I do my morning Duolingo, I do games. And actually, it's our cozy way to sort of wake up in our house. I fell off the Wordle train a long time ago, but I love the Spelling Bee, the Mini, and the Connections game on the New York Times. So much so that for my 50th birthday, my family made me a live version, all related to me and my life, on index cards. And it was like the most sweetest, clever thing ever. I loved it so much. I will say that you can test out the New York Times games for free. I believe the access on the Spelling Bee is limited to finding words up to a certain level, and that may do it for you. So I just love these games because they're good for the brain, and continuing to use your brain and stay active via games like this was one of the key pieces of advice we used to give our older participants when I worked at a cognitive aging lab as a graduate student. My fourth micro delight is thank you pie. I made a thank you pie for a friend after New Year's, and I think this might be my new thing. It's sort of unexpected and surprising and adorable, and I wanted to recommend the book on pie, Everything You Need to Know to Bake Perfect Pies by Erin Jean McDowell. I have made so many pies out of this book. This was the cookbook that inspired us one year to start making pies for Thanksgiving and nothing else. I love it so much. And the other thing I love about this book is because it has basics about dough and then different pie recipes and different topping options, I've found that it's really easy to mix and match depending on your tastes and what you might want to simplify, even for me. So for example, one of the savory favorites in that book is the sausage caramelized onion and boursin pie. And I switched her pretzel crust, which felt hard, it involves lye, to her recipe for an easy golden cheese crust, and it is absolutely delicious. And then for the thank you pie I made, I used her recipe for birthday pie, which is basically a custard pie, but I switched the meringue piping to an easier chocolate whipped cream. Apparently, according to my friend, it was absolutely delicious. And then my last micro delight is old school note cards. I asked for these for Christmas, and I was so touched. Violet picked out one box of florals and then one of a Snoopy theme because I love Snoopy. And I just felt so excited when I wanted to write my first note card of the new year and was able to pick from my new selection. Yay for snail mail. I hope this was helpful. And if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com. or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at Edit Your Life Show. Thanks for listening.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down,
or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.